For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
New research shows that California's Substance Abuse Control and Prevention Act, also known as Prop 36, is working, possibly too well. Prop 36 mandates treatment instead of incarceration for substance-using first- and second-time nonviolent offenders. According to UCLA's Integrated Substance Abuse Programs, Prop 36 saved California taxpayers $173.3 million over a 30-month period. On Thursday, the Justice Policy Institute released its study of the first 5 years of Prop 36. According to JPI, quote, since 2000, among the nation's largest prison systems that track those incarcerated for drug offenses, California reduced its drug possession prison population by the largest number, over 5,400 prisoners. California also experienced the largest numerical decline in the number of drug prisoners of the 10 largest states. This is great news. Now the bad news. Drug arrests in California rose 18% from 2000 to 2004. This may have been at least in part because with Prop 36 in place, it became much easier to process drug defendants. So more drug defendants were brought into the system. The last half of 2005 also saw an increase in the drug prisoner population in California for the first time since the passage of Prop 36. The program's success also means that the state needs to appropriate more money for treatment of Prop 36 offenders. The governor has earmarked $120 million. Advocates estimate that a minimum of $209 million is needed. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
According to James Randerson, a science correspondent for The Guardian newspaper, he's calling for the use of psychedelic drugs. Not advice you would expect from your GP, but that is the call from an influential U.S. medical journal to researchers. An editorial in The Lancet says that the demonization of psychedelic drugs as a social evil has stifled vital medical research that would lead to a better understanding of the brain and better treatment for conditions such as depression. The journal's editor, Richard Horton, said he was not advocating recreational drug use, but championed the benefits of researchers studying the effects of drugs such as LSD and ecstasy by using them themselves in the lab. Quote, the blanket ban on psychedelic drugs enforced in many countries continues to hinder safe and controlled investigation in a medical environment of their potential benefits. This news comes at a time when LSD and psilocybin are already being investigated as treatments for cluster headaches. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.